الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we spoke about all those women with whom nikah is permissible, those women with whom nikah is impermissible. And yesterday we spoke about a specific scenario wherein if a person does not have the ability to marry a free woman, he does not have the ability and means to make nikah with a woman who is free, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him by all means he may make nikah with an amma, with a slave woman. And in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. All what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends is to explain and to expound to you. Allah wants to show you what is lawful and what is unlawful. Allah wants to make this clear to you, what is lawful from the unlawful. So who you can marry, who you can't marry. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah wants to guide you to the good practices of those people before you. Allah wants you to do the good things. Allah wants you to stay away from wrong. Allah wants you to stay away from evil. وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to turn to you in mercy. Allah wants to turn to you in mercy and show you His mercy, His rahmah. Wallahu alimun hakim. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want you to fall in sin. So Allah ordained upon you something. Here are the lawful women, here are the unlawful women. Do the right thing, do the lawful thing, and in that way you'll be earning and receiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies. Allah is most knowledgeable, Allah is most wise in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Allah reiterates the exact same message in the next verse. Allah intends to turn to you in mercy. Allah doesn't want you to fall into sin. But what the non-Muslims, what the kuffar, the mushrikeen, Yahud, the Nasara, and all those who follow their lust, desires, their worms, fancies and desires, the shahawat, the zunat, the illicit lovers, etc. What do they intend? They intend that you swerve and you stray away utterly from the right path. They don't want to see you on the right path. They don't want to see you on sirat mustaqim. They want you to follow shaitan. So they want you to do all that what they do, and that is to make nikah and to do sinful acts and shameful acts with women who are unlawful for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah wants to turn to you in mercy, and Allah doesn't want you to fall into this trap and into the sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse says, but what Allah intends, yuridullahu an yukhaffifa ankum. Allah wants to relieve you of your pressure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make your life easy for you. Allah wants to reduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to make things easy for you. This means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that a person sometimes may find it difficult to marry a free woman, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making life easy for him. Okay, if you can't marry a free woman, then by all means you may make nikah with an amma, with a slave woman. So is this not considered as takhfif? Is this not considered as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making it easier for you, O insan? Then Allah says, wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. And Allah knows well that insan is created weak. Insan is weak. In other words, insan, it's part of his nature that insan is prone to falling, to follow his desires, his whims, fancies, his desires, etc. This is insan because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him like this. But no problem if insan follows his desires, so long as his desires are within the limitations set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like here, in these verses that we've discussed, if insan cannot marry a free woman, then of course he can fulfill his desire with a slave woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that insan, he gets carried away by woman, and insan naturally requires, and he also has desires, and he also requires to get married. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him a way out of this, how he can marry a slave woman if he can't marry a free woman. Another mas'ala comes under this verse is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made it permissible for men to marry more than one wife. If a person has the desire to marry more than one wife, then under this particular verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mufassirin discuss this ruling that up to four women Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for insan to keep at once in his marriage. Here in this particular verse, the hadith also comes, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah reports it, the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says insan is created weak. Now, here the story comes about salah. Because when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back from Sidratul Muntaha, then here he met Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And when he met Musa, Musa asked him, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon you? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 50 salah fi kulli yawmin wa layla. So then Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasallu, ask him, ayyukhafif, at-takhfif, make it a little less, because I don't think... In fact, he says that your ummah will not be able to do 50 salah. Fi kulli yawmin wa layla. In one day and one night, your ummah will not manage to perform 50 salah until it was reduced to 5 salah. So, wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Insan is created weak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this weak nature of ours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our little ibadat that we do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are strong in ibadat.